Hello, welcome to the Ron Amatron Healing Show. This is Anne, and the date today is December 31st, 2012, the last day of 2012. We're going to talk a lot about timelines and coming into the new year on this show with Ron. We're also going to stick to self-empowerment for our healing highway that we're all on, staying peaceful and calm. And welcome, Ron. Are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Hi. Okay, well, I'm just getting in.
What do you think we should do today? We could talk about, since today is the last day of the year, for some people it may have already changed, but you want to basically stay on your current timeline that you're on now. That's what I sort of perceive, because this is the time that the aliens create a new timeline. It happens once a year. And they also do it, this is a major one, and they also do it when we have, you know, the time changes, the daylight savings time. So you need to know that right now you're going into a major transition. Every other year it's the same way, but now it's probably a little more important. Plus, I think the people listening are very possibly much more awake of what's happening and have a higher consciousness, understanding of what could be happening. As we've been talking about things maybe the last, 6 months, or what could be happening throughout this month. So what I would suggest is to stay on this current timeline that you're on, and then you can observe all the cloned people out there as they come in and out. And I'll talk about that a little bit later. So I'll just give it back over to you again, Anne. Let me question on the fast chat there.
Okay, Ron. And on the subject of the timelines, maybe in case we have some new listeners, I'm thinking that we may have a lot of people on because it's a holiday and a lot of people don't have to work or get home from work early today. Maybe talk a little bit about what we talked about earlier about being on the creation lightship timeline.
Yeah,
like that. If we're fully in our bodies, and present, we can command to be on the CLS Earth timeline.
Maybe
you could talk about that a little.
Yep. Yeah, you want to be in the CLS Earth timeline. I have to use the timeline because that's all that we know about here. In source energy, everything's in the moment, but we live on timelines here by the darkness. So you want to stay on the 2012 timeline. This is where you should be. So you can actually observe all the people changes, tomorrow and the day after, et cetera, because everybody will be switching over into a brand new timeline. And you'll be able to see more of the clone replicas coming forth or just plain clones of a person and wondering why things are kind of changing so much. It's I'll talk about a phone call that I had earlier. A person was talking about going to one of the major stores, starting with the W, and my take on it, just paraphrasing here, we'll say, a person went into the parking lot and had a very, very difficult time finding a place to park and had to park maybe on the far end of the parking lot. And so you know that this W store has, probably 500 parking places, I would imagine, maybe even more. It depends what city it's in. It's probably one of the larger stores. So they got a place to park, and they had a walk, and get into the store, and the store is almost vacant with people. So you go, well, what's going on here? So if you're not really too conscious, or not knowing what's happening, you'd probably think that maybe they had a parking place used for, like, maybe to go to an Indian casino or something, and buses came and took people away using that parking place, spot to have their store. But basically, I think they probably all got abducted in the parking lot as they pulled in. And now they're being connected to more darkness, maybe being cloned out, changed out, having, the special things done to them. And then they'll probably come back into the little car where they were and walk out of the car at some point and go shopping. So that's kind of what I have seen too off and on, where just nothing seems to make sense. It does make sense when you know what's going on, but otherwise you're going to go, what's going on here? So the whole thing is by staying on your current timeline as the time changes at midnight, then you're going to be able to see people the next day in a whole different movie set. And you're going to be able to be on the old movie set looking at the new one. And this is a grand opportunity for all of you to finally maybe understand or catch on. Even if you don't catch on, you can see the differences of what's happening. But you will have it going on here. And so you want, remember, you can get your spirit abducted and also your body abducted. You have two processes, spirit and body. So you want to tell your spirit to stay with your body and not to have body taken like the people that we're just talking about who were not at the store shopping. So, and you just want to stay on, you know, like what we do when I bring people into my timeline. You want to be on the source energies, creation light ships, timeline. And I have to use the word timeline. That's all that I can talk about. I can't say you're in the now. That doesn't make too much sense because we are in linear time. You have a clock that you look at and watch. You know, like on our program here, the clock is ticking. So we are on a timeline. But you want to stay on this current timeline and not get switched over to the last one, or the next one, I mean. So do that. Probably phrase it. You want to be on the, and do some timeline crashes. You want to be on the CLS Berkeley, you know, 2012 timeline. And that should keep you pretty much where you are right now. Maybe you want to put the date in of this date. And what I've noticed is that there's been a lot of glitches happening. All of a sudden you're like kind of froze looking at a situation that might take 5 seconds to connect one dot to the next because the movie film needed to be spliced. So if you see people doing something and you're watching them, and all of a sudden nothing seems to work, and then they start taking off again, it's quite interesting to see how they're splicing new movie sets together. And actually, the people have to be spliced in, too. So just kind of watch this here, and you may start to have a lot more understanding of what's really going on. And the whole thing is that it allows you to have an answer to what's going on. Otherwise, you just don't know what's happening. So back to you, Ann.
Wow, okay, Ron, thank you. Such helpful information. Someone is saying on the fast chat that we're being, perhaps I was being a little vague and want to know how do we stay on a timeline. And what I do is I command my spirit to be in my body, my thoughts in my heart center. And then what I would suggest is saying I command my spirit and my body to be on the CLS Earth timeline. Is that correct, Ron?
Yep, that sounds great. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, so hopefully that was clear for everyone. I think that is huge because you've said before, I'm going to put everybody on my timeline, and it feels wonderful. And then I question later, wow, am I still on that timeline? And I didn't quite know how to phrase it. So now Ron has given us a way to say that out loud so that, and you'll feel it and you'll know. And I thank you so much for that, Ron, because it certainly makes me feel very good. Now, let me just take a little look at, we have a lot of comments about what you were saying about people being abducted out of the parking lot and the stores, et cetera. And I think everyone is noticing, as you're speaking, people are noticing, yeah, that's what's happening. Would it be a good idea to, clear something to do, you know, for us, something to do with the New Year's and the New Year's celebrations that people are having? Maybe do a timeline crash of New Year's Eve or something?
Well, it would be, but remember, those people are going to be doing this the celebration or whatever, so you can clear it away from yourself so you won't be courted to it. That might be good.
Okay.
As I said before, so you may have energetic cords already attached to you. Maybe you heard something going, happening. You know, I think everybody possibly listening knows that you can tune in, you know, on your TV and watch the ball going down in New York, you know, on, I guess it's Times Square, I believe. And, people are, you know, doing that, watching it all the time. And so right away, you probably watch that, and maybe that, by doing that, maybe the aliens put in codes into you. As you were watching the ball going down. from previous years. So, you know, you may want to do a clearing for that too. But basically, you know, you want to just be in this timeline here, so that now you're in, you know, the moment in this year. Because, you know, actually, you know, people say, like, you know, you probably all realize that, you know, you have a birthday, right? Mm-hmm. And that people go, you know, you're older, you know. Well, depends how you look at it. If you never knew when you were born, just another day for you. You know, you don't put any emphasis on it. And some people really tie into it. Oh, you know, you're getting a few wrinkles here or there. That's your time to talk, you know, about you, you know, what you look like, or, hey, I see some gray hair on your head, you know, or, oh, you know, you're like, you're a little bit older than you were a while ago, you know. And so anyway, you know, basically, you know, people will age you that way, in a sense, because they're allowing you to have a change in your life according to that particular day. That's all that I'm talking about. And so this is the big abduction time. And, you know, you want to just kind of stay on today's day. It doesn't make any difference, but just stay back a day and watch people and just keep going on to that same timeline, because right now, as you're listening to the program, you are in the moment. So you want to be on this timeline right now. That's why the shows go by so quickly, because you're actually out of time. So you're in source energy right now as you're listening. Even if you're on an archive, you're going to be in source energy. And so all of a sudden you may realize, in fact, if you do find yourself kind of freaking out or something, you may want to just come back and listen to this program again, because this will put you back into the December 31st in the now 2012 timeline event. So, you know, we're still in a movie set, but you're just not changing the movie set to a brand new one. And this is the way that people probably get more implants in them, have more situations, problems in their life, but the natal chart kicks in brand new again for the year. So, you know, why go into that a system that's going to harm you? So back to you, Ann.
Okay, yes, thank you so much, Ron. And let me just see if we have any... keep us off. Does the Be Here Now work to keep us off different timelines, I guess?
Well, the Be Here Now, yeah, that'll bring you in the present moment. But you may be on a timeline, and then you get put back into the present moment. What I'm telling you to do is not to go on to 2013, okay?
Right.
Because you know that everything is getting goofy right now. Since it's been that way for the last 6 months, more so the last month. So you want to stay on this current time frame, because they were experimenting with new clones coming in and out. That's why you probably have noticed pictures of people, possibly movie stars or people that are in ads, and they have like glass blue eyes almost all the time, look like doll eyes. And the eyes are like perfect looking, and these are people that actually blink their eyes and live. So these are the first generation of the brand new clones. Now, what could possibly be happening is that they could be bringing more of these people in, and you're going to think that, wow, they got really bright blue eyes, you know, that they might be some special person, and they could be. It's very possible, but the other way is maybe they're going to be bringing the whole society into this year, and they'll have followers attaching themselves to these people, because the people won't be used to the clarity of the eyes and the way the body looks and stuff. So you have to kind of look at different situations here. So I'm not saying that if somebody has beautiful blue eyes that, you know, they're a clone. I'm not saying that whatsoever, but a lot of the ones are. So you just have to have some more awareness. And if you stay back in this timeline, and then you can observe the future. Because if you're staying in 2012, then everything going before your eyes will be in the future to you. And now you can watch and see what's happening to the clone replicas coming in, or more so the clone people that may not get changed out. So just kind of look around and just see what's happening. But this is a great experience. I mean, this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience to be able to see what has happened in the last 6 months. This is the culmination of the energy, because it is switching. And everything will be a brand new timeline next year. I mean, you know, tomorrow. So So and next year, it'll be changing. So they're going to be probably bringing forth all brand new timelines. Are the timelines going to go faster or slower than what they are right now? I have no idea. You could find them, going really quick in the morning and slow in the afternoon or something. It all depends what they are choosing to do to control you. But by being in the past, being frozen, we'll say, on this current timeline is a good way to observe what's happening. And that way you can at least keep your sanity by watching the chaos around you. That's the whole thing. And not to get caught into the chaos. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for this wonderful information, Ron, that hopefully all of us online are going to stay with our spirits and our bodies in our heart centers and on the creation lightship Earth timeline. I feel very, very good about that. Okay, we have some questions that came into Yahoo, clsquestions@yahoo.com, excuse me. So what is the difference between a light being, and the light beings, as we know, are the wonderful beings from Creation Lightship that do the healings for us. They're doctors mostly, and they also are on Creation Lightship ships that are out battling the dark ETs for us. So can you talk a little bit about how they are different from us, Ron?
Yeah, the light beings don't incarnate. So they're just pure light energies, and they don't have energy connected into timelines. So they're all in the moment. And when you're in the moment, then you're in source energy. And so they don't have anything in their bodies that would have DNA in it, because they're strictly light. They're a light being. And so they have light, inside of them. And that's the way I could describe it. They have not incarnated yet to have an experience in life, but they are incarnated to help out during this process here of the ascension. That's what they're doing now. So hopefully you may understand that, It's very simple. They haven't left the light yet. When they leave the light ship and go off to do their first incarnation in the land of light, then they'll never return to the light ship again, because they don't do that normally.
Right. Well, and if you...
Yeah.
Go ahead. If you feel their energy when you click on them from your website and are doing healings, that you really do get the energy and feel it deeply.
Yes, that is correct.
Another thing I wanted to mention for everyone is that just yesterday Ron did an 8-hour call, and if you haven't been on any of Ron's calls, he does them every month for 8 hours. He does a 4-hour Saturday. There's just so many, and he does 1 hour almost every day of the week now, 5 days anyway. And they're just amazing. And all day yesterday, I felt very strongly and heavily in my body and connected to everything that was being done. And I've been doing this with Ron for, I think, over four years now. And if anything, becoming more and more powerful for me. So I can't recommend all of Ron's healings more highly for people. If you're new, go on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and just start reading all about the different healings and decide which ones are best for you. Okay, back to what we were talking about before, though, Ron. We should keep saying these things out loud, like the timeline crash and commanding our spirit and stuff, right?
Yes, that is correct. You want to always talk out loud, because then you're in the space of where you are. Otherwise, you're in the mental space. And the mental energy inside of your head is controlled by darkness. You don't want to do anything mentally, then the darkness will take you over.
Right.
And then you're not dealing with the now. You're dealing with the timeline that is fabricated, which you can be taken off of. So you always want to be, saying anything you want to do out loud. That way it'll be in this present moment, and you're also telling your whole body what's happening. Otherwise, you're just talking to a program, and the program then is hearing you rather than your body. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Well, I know, just to back up further what you're saying, if I wake up in the morning and I've been either having a dream or having a negative thought, I want to say right away, I command my spirit to be back in my body fully, and I will sometimes start to say it, and I feel that it's in my brain. And I know that's wrong because I don't want to further energize something that's dark, so I have to open my eyes and then bring myself back down into my heart center and then speak it out loud, even if I'm, you know, very quietly whispering. So I know exactly what you mean, Ron. That is important, because otherwise you're just going to energize this negative thing that you want to get rid of. And someone's asking, should we timeline crash on your timeline crashes the year 2013?
Yeah, that might be a good thing to do. You will be doing that anyway next year, so I would say probably yes. But mainly just, you know, concentrate right now. Don't go into the future. Just try to stay where you are. So this timeline crash, maybe that particular year of January 1st, you know, month and day, and just keep doing that so that you can be in this timeline here. And that's what you want to do. Remember, this is done all the time anyway. The aliens can take you ahead of time and behind time. And this show, to me, is very slow right now as far as the energies on it, because we're actually in the show about 20 minutes.
Right.
And 20 minutes is not a very, very long time, but we covered a lot of material in 20 minutes. I find it kind of unusual. As I look at it, it feels like we probably have worked for at least maybe half an hour or more. So it is
right.
Different.
Yeah, and thank you so much, Ron. Okay, someone is having some questions. Oh, New Year's resolution to keep saying that, Ben. So, yeah, instead, maybe what he means is instead of our past New Year's resolutions we would make, now we can say, I command to be on the CLS Earth timeline. I'm sorry, did I hear a beep? Do we have a caller? Hello?
No caller.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. I thought I heard a beep, and I thought perhaps someone had called in. Let me just read you a comment on the fast chat, Ron. Friday, tell abduction for 3 days being in pure hell, 8-hour earthquake. I'm not quite sure what that question is.
Maybe they were abducted for that amount of time, having situations and stuff. Yeah, that could happen. It's hard to know what to do or how to prevent that, because all we have is tools that I give people to stay in the moment and to do timeline crashes to help you to stay more present.
Mm-hmm.
And I said you don't know what you have already agreed to or what was programmed into you years and years ago, or maybe even hundreds or thousands of years ago, to experience energy right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just so much out there, but the tools that we have on the website will help you out and make you feel better. I can't say it's going to ever make you perfect, but it will make you feel a heck of a lot better than what you would know about or be without having the clearance.
Right. Okay. Now he's putting in the date that it happened to him, and it was a few years ago. And definitely you need to timeline crash and perhaps natal bar crash those numbers, those dates. That's what I would do. Right, Ron?
Yeah, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We have a request now for you to do a clearing for tooth and jaw pain. Can we do that?
Yeah, let me.
Are you there?
Yeah, almost. I think about a minute here.
Okay. Okay. That would be very nice. I know you're on your cell phone, Ron. So, but you sound very good. You're very clear. Okay. Let me go back to the other questions that I have. I'm still here, everybody. Oh, I know what I wanted to say. I brought up myself a couple of weeks ago, I think, on a radio show, how a person who's connected to ETs was teaching, and I was going along with this, to connect to the cloned, the new Earth that's coming in, that's being cloned. And I, of course, stupidly did that, and you cleared that for us. The other thing he used to talk about all the time is, oh, we're all going to be more beautiful, just what you're describing now with the clones, that they're more perfect physically, you know, and they have brighter eyes and all of that. And he was saying, you know, teaching us to look forward to that, how we were going to change. So I just wanted to add that little piece in there because it's so obvious to me that here I was getting this dark information those years ago, and it's on one level coming true, and thanks to you and Creation Lightship, I am no longer connected to all of that. But other people may have been as well, so I don't know if maybe we want to do another quick clearing of that too, Ron, that connecting to a cloned Earth.
Okay, yeah, we could do that. And, you know, this could be an event where people might be talking about maybe a week from now, we'll just say that everything changes, and then somebody gets some channeling through the internet, you know, who gets on all the time. So the head poopa out there who does the channeling for people to give information says, oh, man, the Earth just shifted into fifth-dimensional reality. And people go, yeah, that's why I feel different, man. We're in a whole new reality, and we went through the ascension somehow at the end of the year. Yeah. And, you know, so you have to be very careful kind of what you're reading, but this is what could be coming out, you know, in the next couple of weeks or so, even the next month, because, you know, if you are aware, you're seeing things happening, like I mentioned about all the cars in the parking lot and nobody in the store. You know, you go, hello, you know, anybody would understand that, typically, I would hope, but, you know, if you're a cloned body, you may not know that. You may not have a program. You may just think that they, like, you know, just parked the car there and went for a walk someplace, you know, not going to the store. And you may find people maybe purchasing things in the store that's completely unrelated, you know. So you have to kind of look at that, too. You know, when you go shopping now, people are buying groceries, see what they're having. Do the foods that they're buying seem to go together? Or are they just buying something that they have in their program that they know they need to get because the program says they need it? But it may not even be used for 2 months from now, you know? So, you know, you need to kind of watch people. So the more conscious you are, the better off you are. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So we'll do a clearing for a cloned Earth here. Here we go. So this will be one of the cloned Earths. There could be thousands of them that, you know, each alien race has created to put people onto. But we'll do one in case you are attached to us. So here we go, releasing that. One, two, just monitor your body. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. I'll do another one. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Number three. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Number four. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Number five. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Number six. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Number seven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Number eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Number nine. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And number ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. So there's 10 cloned Earths from the darkness. Remember, these are replicas. And just see if your body's feeling any changes on it. You could already be on them. I don't know. Hopefully, you didn't feel anything. That'd be the best thing. If you didn't feel something, it means that they hooked you up sometime to these energies, and you're just having that experience. So if you did feel it, I'd go on and you know, do that clearing. We have a clearing, which is the Parallel Lives on Cloned Planets, Cloned Earths. And then we have it, I think, for past lives also. But that might be of interest to some people. And if not, you know, do timeline crashes. But that clearing, the Parallel Life one, is more extensive, and it goes into a lot of other energies. during the clearing. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you. I'm happy to say I did not feel that, though I did the first time you did it. So thank you, Ron, for doing that for us. Someone has another question. She sees her energy being drained by a ball in front of her. What do you think is going on there, Ron, and how can she clear that?
Well, let's see what we can do here. Here we go. So clearing this energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And clearing it again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten.
Okay, let me just check that name. Okay, I hope that's helpful. Do you feel like she's gotten that's completely gone for her, Ron, or might she need to do more clearings? We'll wait and see what she says.
Yeah, I would definitely do some more. That's just a quick sample and to see how your body's responding.
Even to be here now would probably help her power up her spirit a little.
Yeah, so
and
that
also,
gone right now, so I think that
the ball's gone. Oh, good.
Yeah, I don't see it anymore, but you never know.
Good. Well, okay, it would be nice for you to come back on Fast Chat and let us know if you've noticed a difference or if you feel different. Someone's wanting to confirm, should I do parallel life clearings for the cloned Earths? And I believe, yes, that is what you said, right?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. Several people really felt the Earth cloned Earth clearing, so I'm glad that I thought to bring that up again, because as you're talking about these Earth changes, I remembered how we were being taught to think that was great and exciting, you know, and it's such a lot of brainwashing and manipulation. So we thank you, Ron, for bringing clarity to everything. Let's see. Is there a clearing for that? What's it called? Oh, there's not specifically a clearing online on Ron's website for cloned Earths, but you can do timeline crashes for it. You could put it in really on all your whole life clearings, right, Ron, for your emotional body. I clear it. I clear it from my mental body, my feeling body, all those.
Well, you could, but there is a clearing for the parallel lives.
Parallel lives is the best one. Okay.
Lives. Yeah. Before we got into the clone stuff a lot, you know, it was still cloned. Maybe it's clone bodies, parallel life, clone bodies, clone planet, something like that, cloned Earth.
Okay.
And then we have the same thing with past, I think it's past life with the interviews too.
Right. I was thinking that since people were asking how to get their, you know, how to powerfully and purposely call in the CLS Earth timeline, maybe we could put everybody right now in their spirits as much as possible and in their heart center. I don't know if we want to do, I now increase my life force energy, just to make everybody who's listening feel really, really great and present.
Sure, okay. So if you want to sample the energy, see that it's working, if you're a feeling person, you can put your hands in front of you, you know, facing upward, kind of like the prayer hands, you know, but pull them apart, maybe a foot to 2 feet, and bring them in slowly, and don't think about the energy. Just have your body stop your hands, because it knows where the energy is, and you're going to find an energy pool there, like compressing a spring, or like, you know, moving a balloon or a ball. You're going to feel some tension there. May even feel like two of the same pole magnets, like two North Pole magnets or South Pole magnets touching each other. You're going to feel that repulsion. And once you feel that, that's where your energy is. That's your spirit energy. it's still around your body, but we're going to increase that. That's what we're doing. So this is the way that you can do this and say, yeah, I have a result, I can feel it, and you will feel better. So first sample and see where you are, and then you move your hands further apart, maybe a foot or two from where they were when you started, and then you say, I now increase my life force energy. And it's very simple. I now increase my life force energy. And move your hands in slowly, and then your body will stop where the energy is. And it always builds each time. It could increase maybe a third as much to maybe a double. So it all depends on the person. So we'll do that. We'll do it 10 times. And normally after about the fifth time, your hands will be straight out alongside of your body. So here we go. So I now increase my life force energy and move your hands out further and bring them in slowly and sample. Have your body stop where it is and say it out loud again. I now increase my life force energy. Move your hands further apart and come in slowly and then stop. I now increase my life force energy. And you can just keep doing what I told you to do. I now increase my life force energy. Keep sampling. I now increase my life force energy. I feel your hands buzzing, tingling. I now increase my life force energy. 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 I'm going to do it 10 more times. I now increase my life force energy. 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 And I now increase my life force energy. I'm going to do it 10 more times, everybody. So you don't have to hold your hands out any longer because you're already, you know, pretty much charged up. We'll keep doing it 10 more times. I now increase my life force energy. And what this says is keep you in the moment. I now increase my life force energy. 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 We'll keep going. I now increase my life force energy. 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 Last time. I now increase my life force energy. Okay, right now you should feel very separate from everything around you. Just like you're in your own little bubble. And this you must say out loud. You can whisper it. So if you are having a situation in your life where you're feeling kind of funky or something, or people are beating you up or whatever, and you don't want to be there, but you have to be there, just go to the bathroom, we'll say restroom, out to your car or whatever, and say this maybe, 50 times. It will definitely take away the energies that are probably courting you, number one. When you do this, it can take away entities in the room. Sometimes your energy gets very strong and they don't want to hang on to you, so they leave. It's very, very beneficial, but you're running more energy into your body now, and this energy that you're running can and will help you do physical healing. So this is one way to invoke your spirit more into you just by saying that. And so back to you, Ann.
And then that's the time to say, I command my spirit and body be on the CLS Earth timeline, because you know you're powerfully present and remember how this feels. And I would add, Ron, that if you are in a public place, like at work, it's also you want to say before you go back to shrink wrap your aura so people aren't attracted to you then, because you have more light with you. So you keep it to yourself.
Yeah, that's good. So I don't want to, that's great. So you don't want to confuse your auric field, which your body emanates the energy of its living, okay? That's the body energy. And the spirit energy is completely different. So your auric field is not your spirit energy. Actually, your auric field is the stuff that you're dealing with, okay? That's kind of goes hand in hand with your billboard. So as you're running stuff that you know nothing about that would be on your billboard that people read, it's also being played out and shown to other people in your auric field. So simply by cleaning out your auric field, either by the billboard clearing, where you're putting in there what you want to have happen, or by doing this here, either one can be very beneficial. I now increase my life force energy. You can do any time you want. You don't need a computer up. Where the other one, which is $20 a month, you do need to have a computer to input in there what you want to have change in your life. So by doing this here, you're not really going to be inputting anything. You're just cleaning out more of your stuff, in a sense, because your spirit's coming more into you. So you're actually more spirit conscious. You still could have the stuff going on, but remember, your spirit doesn't know about your stuff. So if you stay with your spirit, it may not matter what kind of stuff your body's dealing with. You can still die the way it is, you know, but you're not going to be dealing with the mental energies that's working with the body. Hopefully I made that clear to everybody. So, you know, your spirit is one thing, your body's another. And as you invoke more spirit energy, by just saying, I now increase my life force energy, and you can say it 1,000 times, and you're going to be buzzing, and you're going to be in the now. And the stuff around you that would normally be booby-trapping you and causing you problems and situations probably will not have a chance to come forth in your life because you're running spirit energy versus mind energy. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Kind of say it different ways here. That's why Jesus spoke the parables to get the point across. And some people don't get it the first time. I've had people call me up and say, Ron, I've heard your show for like 3 months, and it sort of makes sense. And all of a sudden, you said a couple things, and wow, now I really get it. Now I can go back and listen to all those archives with a whole different understanding. Before, I was always questioning, was this right or wrong? Wasn't taught to me before. You know, my last teacher or person I dealt with didn't talk about this, but it kind of rings true, but I still have hanging on to that old stuff that somebody else told me on a program, and the program got a hold of me. And so, you know, if you do start to understand what we're talking about, then go back to the older programs on BBS and get some archives. And I would imagine probably the last 3 years would be more alien stuff than the ones before. Like I mentioned before, I really didn't want to get into alien stuff too much, or basically at all, but people wanted or kept asking me to help them out because they were under attack by the aliens. And some of you may not even understand what that's like or know about it, but it's awful. It's like a living hell for people. And so that's why I put the first alien attack page up, and that's page is also on the mind matrix clearing. So if you're interested in clearing yourself out, the mind matrix clearing has many, many clearings on it, which you may want to look into. I think it's $50, if I'm not mistaken. Hopefully the price is right, what I mentioned there. But that clearing has a lot of, even if it's $100, it's definitely worth it. It has a lot of extra clearings in there to help yourself out. So, and that's the mind matrix bundle. Not the mind matrix clearing, that clearing in the bundle, but you want to get the mind matrix bundle clearing. So make sure you put bundle in when you type it in. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, thank you so much. And when we are fully present like we are right now, that's a really good time to first check and see what does our billboard say. And then if it's not something that we want it to say, because that's what other people see, then we can go in and have it cleared out by Creation Lightship if we need it. Though if we're very powerful in our spirit, we can even do that ourselves, can't we?
Yes, you could.
Make the request, you know, of what you wanted to say. And someone asked, the reason I wanted to be really clear about that is someone asked, do we want our bulletin board to say, you know, I want to be on the CLS Earth timeline? And I don't think you do, though. That would be something different.
Yeah, that would be different. That would be different because you want to keep your body on this timeline. You want to keep your life on this timeline right now versus anything else. Remember, your psychic billboard is is your experiences that are already pre-programmed in your DNA completely different.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to change what the program is that's being presented to other people and yourself. You know, it's like kind of like going fishing. You don't know what's going to bite that hook. Although I don't do fishing anymore. I just can't. When I was younger, I could go fishing, but, I just don't like seeing some poor thing out there suffering, you know, or what, you know, but anyway, but people here are hooked up that way anyway, so.
Right.
You may know it. What size hook do you have in your mouth, you know, and you can get off of it and get it out by doing the fucking billboard because you're drawing people to you. You don't know what's reeling you in and how many fishermen, you know, out there as far as people have you. And, you know, how high above the water are you dangling before they cut the string on you, you know? So you have to realize that everything here is mind energy. This planet has been taken over by the aliens, and they brought in mind energy. So this is the planet where you have an emotional experience, and you're dealing with universal mind, which is the alien energies, the mind of God, the alien energies, same thing. And churches do, preach that, you know. And so you want to get off of the law of cause and effect because that's an alien law that was brought here because you want to be in the moment. So then the way to free yourself mainly is to get into the moment. And that's why the clearings on the website are so effective because it puts you more into the moment because your spirit is in the moment. So when you get rid of your spirit out of your body by doing mind things and thinking and getting attached to situations and organizations, etc., doing oaths or whatever, then you're being connected to the mind matrix, which keeps you more trapped here, and then there's programs being downloaded into you. So the whole thing is you want to have your hard drive taken out of you. You want to be in the moment with nothing controlling you, nothing could get inserted. And that's what the clearings do is to bring your spirit more into your body, and that's where you have your empowerment. All I can do is enhance your spirit that's with you, and by giving it like a supercharge, in a sense, for a short amount of time, so it can know more of the truth, because it's brainwashed too, because of all the bodies that it's been in. So all I can do is empower your spirit to empower you, and the more you allow that to happen, the quicker and faster you're going to have healing done on yourself. And that's the way it works. So the more of you is in you, the better you're going to feel. And that's the bottom line. How do you feel? How is your life working for you? You know, and it all depends. You know, are you being creative with your spirit? You normally are. When you're doing something and time slows down or stops for you, then you are in source energy with your spirit. Other than that, you're just running programs. So the choice is yours, which highway do you want to take, the highway to light or the highway to hell?
Right.
We all know what the highway to hell is, you know. So every off-ramp on that highway goes to hell. You want to be, you know, in the moment.
Right.
You.
Okay. Back to this CLS Earth timeline. Someone is typing on the fast chat, CLS Earth 2012 timeline. To me, that's muddying things because, Ron, our purpose with having that phrase, Ron came up with that phrase specifically to bring you back into the now that Ron has provided for us now, so that right now we are on that timeline. So I don't think you want to say 2012. That sounds like it's muddying it to me. It's CLS Earth timeline. Command to be connected to the CLS Earth timeline. 2012 is too much. No, you want to be in the now.
Yeah, what I meant by that is you wanted to be on the timeline right now, today.
Right now, today, and in this moment that Ron is providing this powerful heart-centeredness and presence for all of us, and then we can connect back to this moment all the time.
That is correct. So if you did go into this timeline, and I hate to use the word timeline, but we'll just use that because that's how I can talk about. You would come back right to where you are right now, like a yo-yo going out or a boomerang, we'll say. And you will come back to this GPS location in present moment, and we are in source in the moment.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you, thank you, thank you. you know, somebody asked a while back for tooth pain release. Could we do that for her really quickly? Because I know that's so distracting.
Sure, okay, pain.
So, in case that's still going on,
Okay, so a lot of people like to put their hand where their pain is. You don't have to, but kind of by putting your hand where it is, you're sort of telling your body that you have a situation going on there. So maybe we'll actually do that when they go to the lightship for healings. But you don't have to, but I'm just indicating that. So if you have a shoulder pain, then put one of your hands on your shoulder. And that way your spirit will know where the pain is. Remember, your spirit doesn't know anything. Mm-hmm. And so it would help to maybe identify where the pain is. It's going to see the pain and run the other direction, okay? You want him to focus on it, for her to focus on it. So here we go. One, releasing pain. Two, I got to do entities first. I'm sorry. Entities are a precedent, and you have to do entities first almost all the time because they could be giving you 90% of your pain because you're drawing those to you, just like your psychic billboard draws people. So here we go. I'm going to do an entity clearing, entity buster, ghost buster. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So that should help you. Now we're going to do a release for pain that your body's recognizing. So here we go. So 1, releasing pain. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, that's pretty rough. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Let's see if that's helped that person. Back to you, Ann, and our show is kind of getting close to the end here. We've got a couple of minutes. We got the Saturday, the Sunday call coming up for New Energies a week from, well, in 6 days.
That's right. That's right. Tomorrow is the first. So, yes, next Sunday from, Pacific time, I believe it's 12 to 5. And that's only $20, and it's a wonderful call that Ron does every year. And you'll be able to feel the energies that are going to be coming to Earth from Creation Lightship and perhaps get some information, use it as an opportunity to connect more fully to your spirit and talk to your spirit. It's a wonderful call. So I encourage everybody to get on there. I'll see if we hear back from the person that had the pain. I was having a little pain and put my hand on it, and my pain is gone as well. Do you want to just tell us the story? We do have 7 minutes left, Ron, about the solar flares that you took care of this week.
Yeah, we did some clearing. We got sent an email from a person and talked about solar flares and that. And also had one from somebody else about moon energy, so it could have been related, but I guess they saw... like physical cords from the astronomers that look like physical, like maybe steel cables coming off. And so a few nights ago, I worked on that, got rid of 52 energies that I perceived was coming from that to do cordings to people. And that was a cording energies, I believe, from the sun for each week. Remember, all the planets control you, and this is probably a more visible cord. So doing a clearing on that felt very interesting. Had some glitches in time where things like froze, and then from there, it'd be like the timelines didn't intersect any longer. And then I guess it was yesterday, or maybe even the day before, I guess the astronomers or NASA or whoever saw that there's no more solar flares coming off of the sun. So you could check that out and see. And that's probably one of the main energetic connecting cords that they were using to control people. So we'll see what happens. And also, a long time ago, I took off some major cords coming here, too. And I just can't recall what they were, but they're major ones, and everything kind of went into the better and changed, too. So a lot of these days are all blurry for me because I've been doing so much. But aside from that, life should be getting better. Our show's ending pretty quick here. So it's 55. We need to get off here.
Okay, and may I just say I was incorrect. The call on January 6th is 1 to 5 Pacific time.
Empty water charging.
Yeah, good, okay.
So we do 7 containers of water. So you can have 7 water containers for the upcoming week. And the water, number 1, which we'll be charging up, normally mark them 1 through 7. So number 1 would start on Monday. And then you have a week of water. And you drink the water according to what day it is. So I'll say blessings to all of you. Stay on the timeline that we're on this show on. That's what you want to be on in the moment on this particular timeline right here. And that's why we said to stay on, the CLS Earth timeline that the show is on right now. You can also go back into the archive if you need to and come into this program, and it will put you into this timeline in 2012. And you will not be in 2013. But the whole thing is to observe the clone replicas or whatever is coming here tomorrow. So the major timeline shift. It may be noted as, having a dimensional change. People may say, we're now in the fourth dimension or something. Who knows, or the fifth or whatever. But it will be a major change for humanity. So thank you, Ann. Thank you, BBS.
Thank you so much, Ron, for all you do for all of us.
This program is on Wednesday at 7 o'clock Pacific time. So blessings, everybody. Thank you all.